selling. You know, I love Biggie because this man was a genius when it comes to putting together, you know what I'm saying, lyrics. And it comes to sounding mad threatening and matching your beat. Biggie did that very well. And Beef, that shit sounds scary. And speaking of sounding scary, like the stuff that I have been reading lately about meat has been very scary. I mean, it's funny because you do recognize that we're eating something that was once alive. And I guess you don't really grasp that. But like when you learn about the process of how you get your burger, how you get your ground beef, you know what I'm saying? How you get your chicken, how you get your sausage and hot dogs. It just really creeps you the hell out. Like, it's kind of spooky. Why are you so quiet? Go ahead, talk, baby. You know, like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, just keep rambling.
Yeah. We in here, King Solo, Queen Angel, Discombobulated Kingdom. Tonight, we're going to be discussing the plight of what you've been feeding your children, what you've been eating all your life.
Not the plight.
Yeah, the plight of the meat eater.
The plight of the meat eater.
I'm really starting to believe that, for the most part, we weren't really made to eat meat. We're not supposed to really be eating meat. We're supposed to be eating plants. You know, more of a plant-based diet. Meat was something that we kind of treated ourselves to. Because, of course, we had to hunt for it originally.
Mm-hmm.
We had to hunt for the meat. So, that's just to give you a little insight as to where we're going with tonight's topic. We'd like to introduce y'all, Queen Angel.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, everyone. Funny particulars about me. I don't know if you know, if you, of course, been out in the radio world for as long as me. When I was in school, I definitely had a show. It was called Live in the Mix. When I went to North Carolina Central University, and I promoted unsigned artists. So if you're listening out here, you got music, you know what I mean, that you want to be put out there, hit us up. Follow us on Facebook, actually, on Everything Black Loves. That's another part that we'll definitely talk about and cover as well, too, throughout, of course, Discombobulated Kingdom. We pretty much promote the whole concept of being aware of self and being aware of community, being aware of the ways of the world. Being, you know, really grasping that concept now on your body as your temple and loving yourself and, you know what I'm saying, ways to take care of yourself, because especially as people of color, it's very important. We live a very high stressful lifestyle in general, just being black. And yeah, like there's some of you just going to come across this podcast and go, oh my God, is this another black couple that wants to talk about how hard it is being black? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, you can feel that way and you can keep it moving. But we're going to talk about what's real. And if you rock with us, if you can identify, understand, hey, interact, let us know what's on your mind, what you've been thinking about, what you've observed as well. But yeah, you know, I know you're like, what's the purpose behind the meat market? What is up with that topic? What's beef? You know what I mean? You heard Biggie. What's beef? It was just interesting because, as stated, I'm checking out this book right now. It's by a sister. It's called By Any Greens Necessary. And it's a revolutionary guide for black women who want to eat great, get healthy, lose weight, and look fat. And yes, that is fat spelled P-H-A-T. the sister's name is Tracy Lynn McQuarter. And Tracy is just pretty much, I love the style of the book because she's not trying to hit you with like over, I guess, whelm you with information. She's not trying to hit you with a whole bunch of like, you know, words that complicate you, what understanding what you're putting in your body by eating meat. But it's a very dope book. I love it. I dig it. She's dropped a lot of knowledge on me. I'm halfway through the book. You know, y'all, it's not even a long ass read. I mean, maybe in my opinion, because I like reading books and shit, but I mean, as far as the pages in the book, it's like 117 as far as like actual reading. And then there's recipes, and then the back is like an atlas and, you know, tells you terminology in the vegan world and everything. But you should definitely check it out, especially if you assist out here. That's pretty much dealing with embracing the idea, but you're scared to do it because you have, you know, of course, the family tradition of what meat means to Black women and the Black community. Like, we as Black women are known. That's like being a cook is like one of the rites of passage as a Black woman. Like, you know what I mean? Or just the rites of passage as a woman, period. Because in each culture, there are certain foods that women are expected to know how to cook. So, yeah, of course, in our community, we're expected to know how to fry chicken, you know, cook ham hocks, cook, you know, soul food. But addressing what is also a part of affecting our health, that is what Tracy Lynn McWhorter does in this book. You know what I mean? She addresses those exact concerns that you deal with when you contemplate doing something like that, knowing that it's going to be better for you and it's going to be what's best for you, but being scared of because of your culture, what you're used to. And you know what I'm saying? Your folks judging you or thinking you're weird because you want to do something different.
Again, that's By Any Greens Necessary by Tracy Lynn McWhorter. Y'all should most definitely check this out. Get a lot more insight as to what's in your food, how it's processed, and also what we should be eating. You know, what's right for our system and what we would really design to be eating. Other than that, there's a lot more. There's tons of material out there that exposes the truths behind meat and the ultimate effects on our body that it has. When you think about it, when you eat a lot of meat, you know, you eat a big heavy steak or something, or you eat a couple of hamburgers or, you know, some chili dogs. You eat a real big heavy meat meal. Think about how it makes you feel. Think about how heavy you feel and how full you feel. And yeah, how like tired you feel. And then, you know, just try, you know, 3-4 days of an all vegetable diet or all plant based diet, and just look at the difference for yourself. How you feel, how your bowel movements change. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you having healthier shits. You know what I'm saying? You having healthier shits. Even your shits are healthier. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Let's get them shits healthy.
You know what's a funny FYI fact about beef? So, like, back during World War II, when, of course, the country was at war, you know, beef was known as, like, a poor man's meal. Like, beef, like, hamburger, like, that was a poor, like, the whole concept of, like, hamburger helper and all that shit, that pretty much came from, like, the struggle meal. They used to be, like, the oodles and noodles. World War II. It was not symbolic of your family having money. It wasn't symbolic of, you know, it was stature. It definitely showed a level of class when you ate beef. So the amazing thing is now that it is such a common like food in the household, it's not really contemplated what type of meat you're eating. You know what I'm saying? Now you're just eating whatever the fuck is delicious. Like, it's not about that now. But it was a funny fact that I found out today that like that during the war, during World War II and even after, for a majority of the, of course, up to the 50s, I believe, like that really was looked at as like a poor man meal.
Not only that, you got shortly thereafter when they came out with the welfare packages, something that has recently been in the news and the current events, where the Trump administration is talking about, I don't even want to say his name no more, the Trump administration.
Not the Trump.
He's been talking about implementing welfare packages again instead of food stamps because of the fraud or whatever. But, you know, they think of tons of reasons. But the truth is, they spend billions of dollars on bullshit and don't want us and are penny pinching about what to spend on feeding people or giving people health care or giving people college. You know, but that's for another episode where we get more into maybe politics or something like that.
Yeah, so, okay. I mean, you know, just pretty much staying on topic as far as, like, the whole beef concept. Like I say, you know, we're talking about meat in general, but, you know, particularly because I just constantly kept thinking about beef. What's beef? We all know that beef, of course, are cows. We also know that not only do we get beef from cows, but we also get milk. And the funny thing about milk is, of course, milk is for baby cows. Now, we look at kids these days and we think to ourselves, wow, some of these kids look like they're freaking teenagers when they're only like 7. You know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous. You have young little girls who have developed pretty much advanced at a young, tender age of 9. You know what I mean? You are starting to have, you know, they're starting to develop, you know, breasts earlier. And the crazy thing about that is when you think about the correlation of cow milk being for baby cows, and then you think about the fact that we're giving our kids this cow milk that was made for baby cows, which cows grow up to be 1,000 pounds, like a ton.
Over that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cows grow to be that big. So we want to pump our kids and we pump ourselves full of the shit and like then wonder what the fuck is going on. And then we make jokes. We actually make jokes that's like, it must be something in the milk. We, like, these assholes tell us to drink milk. They encourage us and entice us with the idea that we're going to lose weight if we drink milk. Or we're going to grow strong bones if we drink milk. That shit has nothing to do with growing strong bones. No, it's just pumping your kid of the fucking steroids they pump the cows with. I mean, it's crazy, yo. Like, I never really looked at the concept of how your food is being prepared, because you know you put these cows, you know these cows, they go into a grinder. The fucked up thing as well too is that in every portion of the meat industry, whether it be people, whether it be motherfuckers that make that have chicken farms or cow farms or pigs farms, slaughterhouse, whatever, these assholes grind up like sickly animals and feed it to the animals that they are still going to feed to us. When they grind up these animals as well too, they're not using separate fucking machines. They're not, as well as when they grind the animals up, of course, what the animal has been pumped with and what the animal has, including, you know, other fucking animal shit, because they are in crowded, fucked up living arrangements, their intestines most of the time are still full of shit when they put them in their little meat grinding machine and they make our ground beef. You know what I'm saying? They put together our burger patties and shit. it's mind blowing, bro. Like, I don't miss it. I'm a month strong into the game. And it may not be a big deal to nobody else, but shit, I'm very proud of it because this is a person that has ate meat all my fucking life.
So with me, I'm more of a cold turkey type of person. 10 years ago when I quit smoking cigarettes, I quit smoking cold turkey. I didn't, you know, back then they didn't have the little vapes and all that, but I didn't do the patch, I didn't do the gum, I didn't do none of that. I just quit. Decided I was going to put them down. So I'm about, maybe 3 days in?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 3 days in, and like I said, I quit cold turkey. I said I was going to wean myself off, but I didn't even wean myself off. I ended up just quitting cold turkey. I found that just works best for me. So,
like, you found that it works best for you, or is it because I was like telling you shit that I was reading every 5 minutes?
No, not just that, because that didn't change the fact.
It can be encouraging.
Because that didn't change the fact that chicken wings are motherfucking delicious. But I know, you know what I'm saying, the shit is fucked up, you know what I'm saying?
Heck,
so
yeah.
Speaking of the chicken, okay, you know, I worked in a couple of chicken plants, so I know, you know, firsthand of what happens to the chicken and what our chickens look like when it's coming in and it's getting processed and all the products are being made off of that one chicken, because you got it. First of all, it's getting chemically treated off the gate, because as soon as it gets killed in the live dock, it comes in through a process called evisceration, where chemically it's all the feathers are removed, high intensity sprayers spray water and chemicals on the bird to get all the feathers off. Then another machine it goes through where it goes through and it sucks all the insides out and flushes the inside with chlorinated water and probably other chemicals to quote unquote cleanse the bird.
Oh shit.
And then they take it and they butcher it up. They get all the pieces, the breast, the wings, the thighs, the legs, the chicken tenders. They get all the pieces they can get off this chicken. And then they take the scraps and they grind it up. And that's what they turn into hot dogs and bologna and all that type of stuff like that there. So you just think about what you're eating, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the process that it goes through after it gets slaughtered. We ain't even talking about the chemicals and the stuff they do to it while it's alive, while they growing them.
Oh, yes.
You know, so it's enough to make you think. It's enough to make you question what you've been eating and whether you should continue eating it. I, for one, recommend that you eliminate these things from your diet. No matter the route you take, whether you wean yourself off or you start off with a pescatarian style diet or you whatever you're going to do, just by all means eliminate it, because more and more, once you discover the effects of the things that we eat, you'll start to see more that things are leaning more towards that we're supposed to be eating vegetables and plants, mm-hmm. and opposed to meat and other animal products. So
guys, so as stated, these are just thoughts that we had tonight that we wanted to share with you. We're going to go ahead and wrap up tonight. We definitely want you to, of course, chime in on the conversation. And then as well as stay tuned. You know, we're going to at least deliver you guys a show at least twice a week. See how things go when they amp it up to 3 times. Again, get this topic trending, popping, you know what I'm saying? Share it on your, of course, social media as well too. Check us out again on Facebook at Everything Black Loves, which on Facebook, if you put in @EverythingBlackLit, You should, of course, find the page. Nothing But Positivity. Anything else you want to say, babe?
Oh, yeah. Once again, that's Everything Black Loves on Facebook. This King Solo, Queen Angel signing off. Discombobulated Kingdom.
Discombobulated
Kingdom. And y'all be safe. Stay woke. One.